The French legislative elections concluded on the 7th of July. Today, the 23rd of August, our nearest EU member state still doesn't have a government. To find out why and what happens next, we're joined by Eleonore Kawa, an MP with President Macron's centrist Renaissance Party. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I believe there's been something called an Olympic truce in French politics, where people have been enjoying the spectacle of sport rather than negotiating. But efforts to break the deadlock will resume today. What's going to happen in your view?
Well, indeed. And I hope people in Ireland also were able to follow the Olympics. That was a real truce. And it was also a time that was necessary for all blocs, all coalitions to think and make proposals to come up with ideas as to how to find a way to govern France, because we are in an unprecedented situation where no one has an absolute majority, but not even a majority that would allow you to govern with just a few allies. So we need to invent a new form of French parliamentarism.
The largest bloc in Parliament, I believe, is the New Popular Front, a left-wing bloc, and it wants an economist to be the new Prime Minister. Will President Macron agree in your view?
Well, the issue with their candidate, Lucie Castet, which was presented to everyone just on the day of the Olympics, so on the day the truce was starting, is that she was not known by the public. We have no idea of what she proposes. And she has started with a very narrow-minded view, in my opinion, which is to say, I will apply the program of the New Popular Front, and that is it, period. And in my view, if you have such a short majority, they're missing 100 MPs to have an absolute majority, you need to open yourself and make compromises, which is something that she hasn't done. So it's not excluded, but I would say it is not starting with the right foot.
While those negotiations are continuing, a caretaker government is in place and preparing a budget, something which has been called a reversible budget, and includes things like freezes on state spending. Just from this distance, it looks a little bit chaotic. How long is that chaos going to continue?
Well, it should not continue for long, because the president has announced that he will appoint the new prime minister right after the discussions that he's having with the main political parties, which are taking place today and on Monday. So as of Tuesday, we might have a new prime minister, which doesn't mean that we would have a government, because then that prime minister would have to discuss with every political group and form the government. But it shouldn't be long. But again, it's something that France is not used to. And whatever it takes, even if a government is appointed, you need to ensure that it's a government that is not going to be reversed, take down on the next day, which is something that you can only ensure if you talk to the different parties and coalitions.
Given the result of the legislative elections has been this disturbance in French politics, what's your view on President Macron's surprise decision to call that election a snap election after those dreadful European Parliament results for the Renaissance Party?
I think it was a very complicated moment, and President Macron's decision was driven by his absolute certainty that this was going to happen anyways, except he was not going to be the one deciding on the agenda. Because, as you know, the Republican Party, the right Republicans, had said that they would come up with a motion de censure in September, which is actually the time when you have to vote the budget. So perhaps it is a bit better than what it would have been if we were in elections now instead of having done it before the Olympics. But in any event, it is an extremely complex situation, and I think French people deserve to know what is going to happen. So I'm really looking forward to an appointment, whatever it may be, on Tuesday, and to discussions between the different groups, because, I mean, other European countries agree on coalitions. They know how to form them. It is not possible that we'd be the only country in Europe that is not capable of doing so.
Well, thank you very much for your insight this morning. That is Eleonore Kawa, an MP with President Macron's centrist Renaissance Party.